It's time to hear from the Green Party with co-leader James Shaw.
Hi, James, are you there?
I am.
How are you going this week?
Yeah, very good, thank you. It's a gorgeous sunny day where I am, so
oh, yes?
I'm enjoying that.
Whereabouts are you? It's a bit cloudy up here.
I am in Wellington because it's a sitting week, so Parliament is back on deck tomorrow.
Oh, very good. All right, I guess the first thing we want to talk about today is Labor's immigration policy. So the Labor Party announced that this past week it would make it tougher for low-skilled workers and students in low-level education courses to come to New Zealand as part of its plan to reduce new immigrant numbers. What do you make of this?
Well, I mean, I think before we get into the specifics of Labor's plan, I think the first thing that we really need to maintain our focus on is the kind of, you know, the principles of being humane in our immigration policy, because I think that often gets lost in the debate. And I think it's a sort of a sign of how the conversation around immigration is being captured by people with a, you know, sort of a xenophobic or even a racist agenda over the past couple of decades. It makes it very difficult to have a kind of a rational conversation about it. So, you know, so I think it's really important that we treat people, you know, well, and that we focus on the experience that, you know, new Zealanders have when they're coming over here, rather than just to kind of treat them as, you know, economic units that are there for our benefit. Having said all of that, I know, you know, I think that Labor have actually done their homework. I know they ran into a bit of trouble last year, but they've actually gone away and done some work on it. And I think it's a you know, an open secret that certainly part of the student visa program is being abused by some really dodgy private training establishments and by the agents that sell these programs overseas. And so I think that those people are getting ripped off, actually, and that we need to make sure that that isn't happening.
Absolutely, but is cutting numbers the answer to that?
Well, I think that certainly you want to kind of crack down on the really dodgy operators. From what I understand, I haven't actually read the full detail of Labor's policy, but from what I understand, what they're trying to do is to crack down on the dodgy operators while still giving people the opportunity to get a world-class New Zealand education at one of our universities or, you know, one of the polytechs or something like that.
Right, this is $30,000 a year, though, so that can't all be from those dodgy operations. Is this the Green Party's immigration policy also?
No, it's not. Okay. Actually, we're actually currently in the middle of reviewing our immigration policy, and that'll be out, I think, sometime at the end of this month or the beginning of next month.
And so what do you make of claims by ACT United Future that this is kind of cynical xenophobia?
Well, again, I think that actually Labor's heart is in the right place. From, you know, from what I've heard of them talking about it recently, you know, I heard Jacinda Ardern give a speech where she talked about the old Norman Kirk quote, you know, at the end of the day, all people really want is someone to love, somewhere to live, somewhere to work and hope for the future. And actually the Labor Party, my sense is that the Labor Party are trying to make sure that people who come to this country have access to those things, my sense is that that's where they're coming from. I do know that, you know, there was kind of trouble last year with the, you know, Chinese-sounding surnames and all, you know, all of that kind of piece, and so there's a bit of a kind of a legacy to overcome.
And just lastly on this topic, you said, obviously, we don't want to be treating immigration as something just for economic growth. But Bill English has said that reducing these numbers of immigrants coming in will drastically kind of stall economic growth because of those people in working positions. What is your kind of response to that?
Well, I think that this is part of the problem, right? It is actually that the way that the immigration system is working at the moment is actually highly exploitative of those people who are coming here. And, you know, these are the people who are, you know, really struggling to find houses. You know, they're really struggling to find jobs where they're getting paid even above the minimum wage. And there's a real sense of we're hearing some kind of terrible stories about how, you know, the treatment that these people are getting. And so that's kind of what I mean, right, is that we say, well, you know, if the only reason we want people to come to this country is so that we can get richer somehow, then that is actually not the right kind of ethical framework, I think, for an immigration policy, that it should be focused on, you know, being able to have, you know, people who can come over here on humanitarian grounds because they want somewhere to live, you know, a better place to live and hope for the future, you know, and good jobs and so on. And I think actually we need to do a better job of that than we are at the moment.
All right, and moving on to the other topic we're going to talk about today. Now, a Bryce Edwards blog and in the wider kind of talk about this, there's been talk about the Green Party evolving in a more moderate direction, shifting towards the middle of the political spectrum, becoming increasingly pragmatic. Do you agree?
Well, I think two things has happened, and I know pundits have got all sorts of things to say. Some of them say we're too left-wing, some of them say we're too right-wing, you know, all that kind of stuff. I don't pay a lot of attention to that, but I think two things has happened. One of which is that we are expanding in terms of our popularity and the range of people that we support us, and outside of our traditional base. But that isn't to say that we're moving away from our historic base, right? So it's more like an expansion rather than a movement. And the other thing that's happened is that the things that we have been talking about in Parliament for the last 20 years have now become very mainstream, right? So, you know, we've been leading on climate change, we've been leading on housing, we've been leading on the need to lift people out of poverty, we've been leading on cleaning up our rivers. And all of these things actually are now concerns that, you know, pretty much everyone buys into. And the only real argument we're having is about how to get there. And so I think that, you know, as that happens, the things that we talk about appear to be more mainstream. Or you know, people may say we're becoming more mainstream, but I would actually say that the mainstream is moving towards, us.
So if we're looking at this kind of not in opposition to what's mainstream, but opposition to National in that you are an opposition party, how do you kind of reconcile the things like, for example, voting for the Working for Families and income tax thresholds that are more centrist in the policy?
Well, actually, I would argue they're not, right? So and you know, that is a sign of how we have been able to shift the mainstream towards us. That you have a national government that was prepared to increase, benefits to low-income families, including some of New Zealand's most excluded people, and that is quite a shift for them. And so, actually, on that, they've moved, and we have won the argument that the way that we have in this country, the way that New Zealand has been treating the unemployed, those with, kind of very limited means, has been extremely punitive, and we need to do better. And if we actually want to lift people out of poverty in this country, then we've got to give it some priority, some focus. My problem with the national budget, you know, with the family support package, is that it simply didn't go far enough.
Yeah, I mean, that offered low income people more money, but not a whole lot. So I guess, do you think that the Green Party should be more offering an alternative, or just kind of falling in line if National does compromise a little?
Well, we will be offering an alternative. That's what the election is all about. So we will be saying exactly what it is that we will do when we are in government to lift low-income families out of poverty and into greater opportunity.
Awesome. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you again in a couple of weeks.
Good to talk to you. Thanks for having me.
Bye.
That was James Shaw for the Green Party. The Wire.